I need money to move out. I need money for a car. I need money to get my license. But I mean, if I look at it all like that, I get overwhelmed.
I couldn't even buy my kids nothing for Christmas because I had to choose between making that car payment or getting them something.
It's like you worrying and you going through day-to-day life with so much that you face with.
I feel like I'm constantly playing catch-up all the time. I'll get so far and then something else will get thrown at me.
I don't want my kids to feel like they stuck in a trap. You know, I want them to go see the world.
I want to get out of the neighborhood. I want to get my family out of the neighborhood.
Sometimes when you're a mother, you just have to keep pushing no matter what.
I love my daughter. I know she loves me. I want a better life for her.
I look to God to take care of me and my family. I know some way, somehow, that He'll make a way for me to make ends meet.
I took the opportunity that was given and built something a little better out of it.
I try to remain optimistic, and somebody gonna say, I'll give you a chance.
You failed. It's okay. Get back up.
All right, it's Dave Player.
It's not in the falling. It's in the getting back up that makes you who you are.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So WTTW's First-Hand Living in Poverty docuseries is part of the award-winning First-Hand multi-platform, multi-year initiative focusing on perspectives of people facing critical issues in Chicago. And to talk about it all, executive producer Dan Protest joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Welcome in, Dan.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell folks a little bit about what this First-Hand series of programs are all about.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we look at social issues, and these are first-hand perspectives on social issues. So rather than us having Mr. Announcer Man or an expert weighing in on these subjects, we have human beings who are living these issues day in and day out, and we hear from them about their life experiences. And these are really, each of these are half-hour documentaries following individuals this season who are living in poverty. Last season, we looked at gun violence, and a lot of people were asking me, like, hey, if you're going to focus on gun violence, why not look at the underlying causes of gun violence, namely poverty? And so I took that to heart, and that's the subject this time around. And, you know, it's not a half-hour documentary of, you know, people talking about their bills and their car payments, although we certainly hear about that. These are really three-dimensional portraits of really interesting, really compelling human beings who really are making it despite all the odds.
As I say, on the subject of poverty, it's becoming a reality for more Americans amid the pandemic. Yeah. And this isn't new. You know, I mean, the occurrence for 22% of Chicagoans already live below the federal poverty level.
Yeah, and in fact, the pandemic is really what ultimately compelled me to take on poverty. 8 million people, Americans, sunk into poverty in the last 6 months of last year. I'm sure many more since then as a result of this pandemic. And so it's just increasingly an issue that Americans are facing. Of course, in many Chicago neighborhoods, poverty has been a day-in and day-out reality for, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. And so we really wanted to look, instead of, you know, looking at one of these neighborhoods from 50,000 feet, we wanted to see what it looks like from the ground level for people who are living through this. So, for example, Melissa is one of our documentary subjects. She's a cashier at Walgreens. You know, we've all probably stood across the counter from someone like her at some point. She's working a minimum wage job, and we get to see what that looks like for her when she comes home to her family to live on $14 an hour.
And, you know, when you talk about putting a spotlight on all this and these Chicagoans, it's a 15-part series, five expert video talks. You mentioned six reported stories about basic income experiments in Chicago, cost fees associated with poverty, unique challenges, community discussions with experts and policymakers. Talk about some of the experts that you have on these panels as well.
Yeah, so this exists. That's why we call it a multi-platform initiative. You know, we're having events right now. We used to have events in communities. Now they are virtual because of the pandemic. We have expert talks. So, for example, one of the expert talks is by Ebony Scott. She's with the Family Independence Initiative, which is an organization that's implementing some of these basic income experiments. You know, a relatively, well, an old idea that now is kind of seeing the light of day again, where rather than giving people assistance with strings attached, like SNAP or WIC food benefits, mm-hmm. you're just giving people direct cash and relying on the good faith of people who know what's best for their families. Instead of telling them what to do with the money, you give them the money. And so, for instance, one of our documentary subjects, Patricia, is receiving these cash transfers, and she has, in the short term, is using her cash transfers just to kind of survive the pandemic, but then is investing in her husband's meat delivery business.
Nice new business.
So they
yeah.
use their yeah. their cash assistance to buy a truck for him, which is really, instead of him having to rent a truck at $45 a day to make his deliveries, now he owns his own truck and that money goes back into his pocket. And his business is really taking off.
Well, I mean, it's, again, not just putting the highlight on it, but also talking about how to get beyond it as well. So you're also talking about that workforce development or and what to do to invest in yourself in the future, and even talk about the challenges facing first-generation college students, which is a whole other issue.
Yeah, no, I really hope that these are not just like horror stories, because no one wants to watch that. We're really starting to see a hint at solutions through these stories. So this young woman, Dominetrius, is a first-generation college student, and there's just a really high dropout rate. There's a lot of barriers to graduation among that population. And so we're starting to see then from Juan Salgado of City Colleges of Chicago starts to hint at how city colleges or community colleges might help these non-traditional college students get a degree and make it in the world. Gary, actually, he lives up in Zion, Illinois, one of our documentary subjects. And by the way, you can watch all these documentaries starting Monday at WTTW.com/firsthand. He lives up in Zion, which is, you know, this post-industrial town where there aren't a lot of jobs. You need a car to get a job, and you need a job to get a car, which is really kind of this catch-22 that a lot of people living in suburban poverty are dealing with. But in his case, the solution turned out to be Gary had some troubles with the law. Police officer Matt Thornton of the Zion Police Department had arrested him several times and ultimately took him under his wing and has really helped Gary to start to make it in the world. You mentioned workforce development. There's a gentleman named Andino in our documentary series who's been a part of this workforce development program called CARA, where he gets, you know, they call them hard skills and soft skills. Soft skills like how to write a resume or interview for a job. And he has this amazing job now doing deep cleaning of offices and homes, which is really in demand right now, and has actually found found a job at a social enterprise where this deep cleaning company actually gives him shares in the company. Yep. And it's really beyond, you know, his hourly wage. And it's amazing to hear him talk then about what that means for his daughter, that he's not just getting, you know, $14 an hour, but he's also getting shares in the company. And it really starts to cast his future in a new light.
Very, very cool. And now you're taking really everything that you've gathered here and all this information, everything you've learned to put in these docuseries, and you've developed discussion guides for schools, libraries, other community organizations to really get the conversation going in Chicago and additionally find some more solutions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've been doing this for a lot of these projects, these discussion guides, so people can watch the documentaries online at WTTW.com/firsthand and use the discussion guide to start to ask questions maybe that these individuals, these human beings' stories start to raise. And I think, you know, one of the audiences for this project is Chicagoans who are, you've mentioned 20-22%, who are living in poverty. You know, this is an opportunity for them to see their stories reflected on screen and through the discussion guide to talk about the issues that are affecting their communities. And as a matter of fact, one part of this project I love is we've got this ad campaign where we're putting the five individuals who we followed in the documentary, we're putting their faces up on billboards. And just to have these people's lives honored in that way, for Melissa, you know, who works at Walgreens, to see her face up on a billboard, I just love how that's honoring her story, and I hope that other people who are living in poverty also feel honored, like we're paying attention. But then of course the other audience for this is people who are not living in poverty, and this is an opportunity for us when we, you know, go to vote or make our decisions about what we're going to purchase for our household, to really think deeply about what we can do to help prevent poverty, and at the very least not contribute to poverty.
Well, as Dan said, Firsthand premieres on Monday, January 18th. Just go to WTTW.com/firsthand to see those documentaries and for more information. Dan, thank you for joining us. Truly, truly great work on this.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.